Good morning. Welcome. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning into my radio segment titled Empowering for All. And you were listening to at the start of the show today, Yolanda Adams, one of my favorite gospel artists, singing Victory. And today, my guest, Daniel and Tawana Bryant, definitely have the victory. They are the proud, known bottled wine owners of the wine called Running Tigers. The first vintage of the wine came out in 2004. It was described dark like a blackberry jam, rich like a raspberry chocolate tart, and spicy like pepper. Then moving forward in 2006, it went on to be described like biting into a deep dark plum, with a hint of vanilla, a sip of smoke, and oh, that white pepper. I'm not going to keep them holding. I'm excited. It's going to be very informative and knowledgeable. And also they're going to be sharing with you all, for those who would like to get into wine, know more about it, and become more educated on wine. Without further ado, I am pleased to announce once again my guest today, Daniel and Tawana Bryant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having
good
us.
Good morning. Good morning. Once again, thank you all so much for joining Evangelist Yolanda McTeer today here on my show at Empowering for All. How's everyone doing?
Blessed.
Wonderful.
Really blessed.
Now, all right. Today is a great day, and I'm going to start off with some questions, and you all can answer accordingly. Ownership of the Running Tigers wine came from a passion of enjoying wine and educating others to appreciate great wine. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Wonderful. And then moving on, progressing with those things, relationships came to be with other winemakers, mentors, and other label owners. But it wasn't until a serious consulting took place with mentor and friend Mac McDonald that the decision came to move forward to go ahead and create your own label and brand.
That's correct.
Which now we have. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, we started out initially, I had a wine consulting company called A Color of Grape that we did education seminars and workshops around the country, doing what I call demystifying wine for people. Not just people of color, but people in general, but that turned into a primary audience. And because of the Association of African American Vintners that was started by Mac McDonald and Dr. Ernest Bates and Van Sharp, I became the educational leg of the association. And then several of the of my peers in the business said, Daniel, why don't you start your own label? My initial response was because I don't have the money that you all have, but we eventually worked that out and started Running Tigers.
Wonderful. Now, I am going to ask you, Mr. and Mrs. Bryant, which is such a great empowerment, not only as I sit here being able to interview you all and talk with you, such a great accomplishment. Can you share with the listeners, being that you conquered such a great victory coming into ownership as Afro-Americans of your own bottled wine, share with us a little bit about the obstacles, or did you really encounter a lot of obstacles and pushback going forth to birth this wine?
You know, anytime you start something new, there are obstacles, and, you know, people doubt you, people don't understand, and as an African-American in the wine business particularly, the first obstacle you had was, you know, people other than my mentors in the business trying to find product. You found difficulty with people taking you serious. People did not know that many African-Americans in the wine business, and so as you started to try to look for fruit and product, you got a lot of, yes, we'll help you, yes, we'll sell you fruit, but in the end of the day, they wouldn't. I saw it as a business opportunity. They saw it as a hobby, and I'm going to take it that way, that they just didn't think that we were serious about it. So they wouldn't do it. And then once you got into the business and you found fruit that you wanted, the first release actually was supposed to be in 2003. You mentioned the 2004, but the actual first release was supposed to be actually it was the 2001. And we had a deal done with a particular winery to buy their fruit and produce a product. But at the end of the day, they decided for whatever reason not to sell us the fruit. So literally we had to start over. So 3 years later, the 2004 was released. But once you got past all of that and got the business up and got the fruit, then obviously the next business that you had to get to was your clientele. And so we had no name recognition from a general consumer standpoint. And our goal was to produce a product that not only got into consumers but got into high-end restaurants. So that was my target, my direct consumers, but also I wanted to get into high-end restaurants because we only produce a limited bottling, and that's what our target was. So it was a lot of foot soldiering going on to get what restaurants to talk to you, to listen to you, to believe in your product. Unfortunately, when people see African Americans, they think it's sweet wine. Not everyone, but a lot of people do. And so strategically, throughout the country when I would travel, or especially around California, when I had a color of grape, I created a brand not only expertise but knowledge, because I would take Max Wine, his Vision Cellars Pinot, with me, and I got his wine in the particular places. And you actually use the opportunity, the fact that I had created knowledge by using his product to go into other restaurants, so that when I did walk in the door, they said, well, here comes Daniel. He at least has some knowledge about what he's talking about. So that was an opportunity for us to get it in restaurants.
Wonderful. Now, do share with us, Mr. Bryant, what restaurants have had the pleasure of serving your wine and the feedback that you've gotten from that.
We're in the top five restaurants in Sacramento. We're in The Kitchen, The Water Boy, The Firehouse, Ella's. We were on Pearl on the River. We're in Paul Martin's in Roseville. And we've been featured in a couple of restaurants in D.C. and Atlanta, not currently. We were featured in an article called California Country Magazine, where they did a video shoot with us at the Water Boy. And Rick Mahan, a great chef and one of the top restaurateurs in town, talked about how he loved the wine and he always carried the wine. In fact, we probably move more wine out of his restaurant in his restaurant than any of the other restaurants that we deal with.
Now, that is wonderful. Such a great accomplishment. Now, I'm going to go into the title, which drew me and piqued my interest, Running Tigers. Now, if I stand corrected, running is, you came to have the wine titled this because, once again, running is like a fluid and constant motion, changes direction with ease and grace, and tigers are one of your favorite exotic wild animals whose characteristics you describe are graceful and fleet, and that's how you combine the two and titled the wine Running Tigers. Is that correct?
That's correct. The initial label was tigers. Because of my affinity for tigers being graceful and strong and powerful, which I wanted to create a wine that was graceful, strong, and powerful, but also very smooth, if you will. Tiger itself did not sound appealing just as a tiger alone. It sounded bold. And literally one day going to work, I saw a cat running down the road, and it was in motion, it was fluid, and I thought, okay, Running Tiger. It was actually Twana's idea to go from Running Tiger to Running Tigers, plural. It sounded too masculine for it to be Tiger, Running Tiger. And doing her research, we found that 70% of the people who buy wine, high-end wines, are female. And you did not want to create a 70% difficulty with our female consumers who buy wine. So it literally softened the title, It sounded better, and actually, it looks better by having the two tigers, one and another. It looks like a male and a female, frankly, standing beside each other in motion.
Okay. Now, I am going to jump over, as you mentioned, your wife, Tawana, came up with tigers, plural, to give it a more unisex title so women wouldn't be discouraged buying the wine and knowing that it is unisex for all people to try and enjoy the wine. Tawana, do share with the listeners. You're interactive. You have a very, very high-end interaction on Running Tigers. Share with us your interaction and what you do to keep things running smoothly and assist in the wine.
You know what? I am probably the force behind the face. Daniel, very, very proud of him and his passion for ensuring that everybody has the opportunity to learn about wine. So began to recognize that this was something that he was cultivating. So as he approached me with the idea, I was very, very happy to be supportive. So I'm that administrative arm doing the behind-the-scenes activities, those things that we need to do in order to make sure that we get the product out there, that we are out there engaging with the audience, talking with clients. It really is a family affair, if you will. We have our daughter, Alex, who's 14 years old. We are working with her that she is now learning about entrepreneurship. We have her engaged in helping out behind the scenes, doing those things to make sure, those things that have to be done in order to make sure that the business is successful. And when she was young, we wanted to make sure we instilled in her the idea that it has to be a family affair and bring her on board. We had business cards for her, and Daniel even had her titled the boss on it, just to make sure that she felt that she was a part of the business. So I'm that force behind the scenes doing those administrative activities to make sure that everything runs smoothly. Those things that he needs to, in order to make sure we get our face out there.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm sure that's been a blessing to the family. I mean, family entrepreneurship, unity, and then promoting and going forth and the wine blossoming into greatness. Now, Daniel, I'm going to go back to you. For those who are listening and may say, you know what, I love wine, but I'm not too informative or knowledgeable of wine. Now, you all do offer seminars such as in-home tasting, reception tasting, and informational seminars. Share with us a little bit about those seminars and how can they go about signing up and possibly wanting to book one with you.
Well, you know, wine is not a great mystery. So often people see it as this mysterious thing, and it really is not. So our goal is to demystify it and make people comfortable, whether they're having wine, sitting at their own dinner table, sitting on their front back decks, or in a restaurant or in a business setting. So we do seminars customized to what the audience wants. So if it's if it's 4 to 6 people and they want to sit around and talk about how to enjoy wine and how to present it or how to present it, we do that. We have corporate clients that we've gone and done corporate seminars with all of their their vice presidents and executives. So one of the things that I do early on when a client calls is to discover what they're trying to accomplish, trying to find out who they are, what they know, what they want to learn, and then we customize any seminar, workshop, or tasting around what their desires are. And I can do, 2 people or, 100 people. It just depends on what the audience wants and what the client particularly is looking for as we set up seminars. They can call, they can go out to the website and register on the website and look for, and just say they're interested in something. We'll set up a conference call or a meeting initially to talk about what they want, and then we go from there. Or they can call me at 707-888-1574.
Okay, once again, audience, for those of you who are listening, you just heard Daniel Bryant and Tawana Bryant giving us informative insight, talking about their bottled wine, Running Tigers. Now, once again, Daniel, can you repeat for the audience if they want to stay abreast on new things coming, events coming, and where you all possibly might be making special guest appearances, how can they follow you? Give us the website and also, once again, the contact information.
It's www.runningtigerswine.com. My number is 707-888-1574.
And my number is 916-847-4487. There are email addresses also on the website, as well as we just started Twitter, so Running Tigers Wines 2. They can follow us on Twitter.
Tawana, go ahead and repeat the Twitter, because we all know Twitter is a very, very highly sought after and interacted on a daily basis social media website. What is the Twitter address so the listeners can go ahead and follow you all on Twitter?
Running Tigers Wine, the number 2.
Okay, wonderful. Now, do share with me, Mr. and Mrs. Bryant, what can we look forward to in the future with Running Tigers Wine? Anything new going on, or do share if you can.
Yeah, we have we will be bottling a new Syrah. Our specialty is Syrah. We primarily, well, we only do Syrah as until this year. So we've got a new Syrah coming out. The new Syrah, prior Syrahs came out from Dry Creek in Sonoma County. We will always produce a Syrah from Dry Creek. We also have a Syrah that will be coming out from Amador County. And we're working on a Viognier, which is a white wine, that we will be coming out with later this year to marry with the Syrah. So we'll have a Syrah and a Viognier that will be coming out, hopefully no later than the end of the summer.
Wonderful. Now, I'm looking forward to receiving my bottle, and I'm sure many of my listeners want to. I have to admit, I'm not going to fabricate. I do love a nice glass of red wine, and I'm looking forward to my bottle. And for my listeners who are tuned in and they want to order a bottle, can they order the wine off the website or anywhere else as well?
Absolutely. You can go to www.runningtigerswine.com. There's an order form on the wine, and they can order it. It is going quick because we're at the end of this release. And so let us know. We'd be more than happy to get the wine to all your listeners, and we will certainly get you yours and provide some opportunities for you to taste it with some great food.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, can I tell you that not only has it been a joy for me, audience, I can truly contest to the Bryants are what I call the power couple. They're making things happen. They're doing it, and it is going forth in a blissful and a great way. And I wish you all the blessings to come with the new Syrah that's coming out and so forth. But before I let you all go, can you tell my listeners, along with myself as well, for those who want to go into entrepreneurship, and for many who may be listening and say, you know what, I've wanted to do this. I've had a passion. I've had this hidden inside of me. May even want to branch out into the wine industry and other entrepreneurship. What advice would you give to them, Mr. and Mrs. Bryant, where they can say yes and not be distracted by the no's that come about in their pathways?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I, you know, through mentorship, find a mentor. Find someone who is doing what you're interested in doing. If it's your passion, it has to be passion. It can't be necessarily only about money. If you do it just for money, you tend to fail. So find something that you're passionate about, something you're interested in. Find someone in the business, in that business, that endeavor, that can be your mentor. I've been blessed and having a great mentor who I call a friend. And then look at all the compliance issues that will go into having a successful business, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, if it's clothing, whether it's, you know, whatever it is. Find something. Find out what the compliance issues are and get all of the compliance and paperwork and email website design and trademark, get all of that done in advance. Do all the paperwork legally and compliance-wise first. So, and you can tie down your name and before you produce any product or put any product out into the public. That would be my advice.
Wonderful. Now, Tawana, I'm going to allow you to answer that question as well. I want to hear your perspective on that question also.
You know, I would offer up, along with what Daniel said, to make sure that you have a mentor, someone that can guide you through whatever you've done before. But yeah, chances are there's someone out there who's already making it happen. The second thing, too, if it's a family affair, make sure that the family is involved. Make sure that there's communication going on and understand your respective roles. So understand how you guys will communicate, how decisions are going to be made. Everyone's on the same page with regards to the next step, where you're wanting to be, the goals, the values, all of those things, because it is a labor of love. I totally, totally agree with Daniel. If you're doing it just for the money, then you're in, while money is a blessing, and you certainly don't, you want to see the profits come in, but certainly do something that you love. Life is so short, and if you're involved in something that you truly love, then it's not work. But make sure everyone's involved and you're having that conversation so that as you move forward, as you go along the path, you're doing it and everyone's happy. And most of all, give honor and glory and thanks to the person, that being, with regard to who's there making it happen. So we make sure that we give all honor and God the praise, because he is truly behind all of this.
Yes, amen. Yes, so true, so true. So I'm not going to detain you all. I know today is Sunday. It is a rest day and also a beautiful day. But before you go, do share with the audience, what is a typical day outside of the heavy workload and the wine? What is a typical day to inspire my listeners? And I love family. Family for me is everything. It's unity, it's happiness, it's grace, it's love, and it's connection. What do you all do on a Sunday? What does the Bryant household consist of on a Sunday when you're resting?
Well, our days on Sundays after church tend to be around a very active 14-year-old that has to be engaged and challenged, and she's so involved and with other things that she wants to do, whether it's, you know, gymnastics or anything else, you know, similar to us as African Americans in the business. You know, she's an African American who, you know, is into gymnastics, something that you don't see a lot of us doing. She has her own personality, so keeping up with her and making sure that she is not entertained but engaged on a consistent basis, that's where that is. And then if I can get away and go play golf, I want to go do that.
Okay. All right. And what about you, Tawana, on your me time? We have heard Daniel's me time. If he can get away, he'll play some golf. What is the me time for you?
You know what me time for me is? Not reading. Love to exercise. Love to read. I love the theater. So anything around the arts, I love to do that, exploring. And certainly with our daughter, getting her exposed to new and different things. So I'm always looking for opportunities for something that we can go out and try as a family that is going to be new and different for all of us. And then we talk about it, you know, especially with her. I'm always asking her, what did you like best? Would you do it again? I want her to have that sense of, you know what, at least I can try. You can try anything, regardless of if you fail or not. If you just get yourself exposed to all these different things, you never know where it's going to take you. So I'm all for looking at what's out there that we haven't tried before and dragging them along sometimes.
Literally.
Sometimes. Just to make sure that it's, we can say, you know what, we tried that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And can I tell you, it's been so enlightening to hear you all, the love and the connection, once again, the family unity that you have, because we all know that a lot of times, unfortunately, many don't have that. And I think that's very important in the household, and children see the unity and connection and the presence of their parents being there. So my hat off to you all. And once again, much success and congratulations on the bottom line. Before I let you all go, is there anything else you all would like to share with the audience today?
You know, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about what we love to do. I would encourage everyone out there listening to please follow us on Twitter. As we move into these summer months and you want to have something at your gatherings, your family reunions, your outdoor graduations, any type of ceremony, please think about Running Tigers Wine. Let us know how we can help make that a very special time for you. Thanks again, Yolanda.
Thank you once again for accepting my invitation to come on and talk with me and be my guest today on the show, Tawana. Daniel, is there any closing statements that you would like to make for the audience before I let you all go and enjoy your day today?
Well, I just say follow your passion, follow your dreams. Without dreams, we have no hope, and we do have hope. Just make sure that you are passionate about it and you follow it until whatever success levels it can take you to.
Amen. Once again, audience, I'm going to stay on the air, giving you all abreast of new things coming here in Empowering for All. I'm going to once again say thank you to my guests today, Daniel and Tawana Bryant, who are proud bottled wine owners of the wine Running Tigers. It has been a joyous and great day here at Empowering for All. Mr. and Mrs. Bryant, I say goodbye to you, but I don't say goodbye forever. We will be in touch, and I look forward to my bottle of wine, hint, hint, that I know is coming soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you all, and you all have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye now. Once again, you were tuning in listening to my great guest today. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a moment to share with you new things, again, coming up here at Empowering for All, recapping the show that aired this morning you've been listening to. For those of you who may just be tuning in and didn't hear them, you still will be able to. So, once again, I'll be back in a moment.
I've had my share of good and bad news. I've had to cry when no one else knew. Felt all alone, like nobody could really understand. But I heard you whisper a sweet melody, said give me a purpose, give them to me. Today I stand, Lord, stronger and wiser because of you. Because of you.
Welcome back. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You've been tuning in today, Sunday, May 18th, listening to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. Today, my guests were Daniel and Tawana Bryant. They are the owners of the bottled wine titled Running Tigers. Running Tigers first came known to be poured into your glass in 2004. They shared with us today such a informative, knowledgeable, but yet compassion of what they love and they have a passion for their bottled wine. Order your bottle. Don't be hesitant. It is great. I'm looking forward to my bottle that they're going to get to me. Purchase it and also get more informative information and connect with them at their website, runningtigerswine.com. Follow them on Twitter, runningtigerswine2. Once again, such a powerful couple, family-oriented, connected, making things happen, and empowering the world. Thank you again, once again, thank you for coming on and being my guest, Daniel and Tawana Bryant. Great show. Many of you all who want to stay abreast and connected with me, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, here in Empowering for All, follow me on Twitter, capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T as in Tom, I-E-R, Instagram, Evangelist Y. McTeer, Facebook, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Many of you have asked, how does Evangelist Yolanda keep her glory? You need to read my story. Buy my book titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many other outlets. You can purchase it through the Barnes & Noble's link, viewable and available to you along with past celebrity interviews and other things at Empowering for All on my website, www.ymcteerempowermentforall.com. I will repeat, www.ymcteer. M-C-T as in Tom, 4IER, empowerment, the number 4, all.com. It doesn't stop. I might take a break. I might get overloaded. I might get boggled down, but my show will continue. So in the absence of sometimes that I don't air on a regular basis, you can guarantee I will continue to air. Any door that God has opened for me, no man can shut. Wednesday, May 21st, one of my favorite sports, top world champion 6 times in a row, drag racer Clay McGillen is stopping by to talk live right here on Empowering for All. It's going to be a great show. You don't want to miss it. It is going to air 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 347-637-2096. It's going to be an awesome show. And continuously, God has blessed me with such great, outstanding, empowering people coming on to be my guests. There's nobody greater than the Lord. It is always sad to say goodbye, but we know anything that begins must end. I never like to end my show without prayer. There's power in prayer. I always say to you, I encourage it, I enforce it, and I recommend it. Get off the road of destruction. Take the exit ramp into the kingdom of glory. Open your door. Tell the devil to get out. Act as if you hear a fresh knock at the door. Open it. Let God in. Let him become a permanent residence in your life. Victory is yours in the kingdom of God. All things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. As I end my show today, I'm not going to read a scripture to you. I'm just going to openly pray with you. Father God, for all the listeners who are tuned in and for those who will tune in after the show and hear me broadcast through Blueberry Podcast, Wendell Store Podcast, TuneIn Radio, and also right here at blogtalkradio.com/YMcTierEmpowerment for All. I ask God that not only that I be an uplift of righteousness in your kingdom to them, but I be an ear so they can hear and tune in to what is good if they walk uprightly before you, trust you, and keep you first in their lives. Father God, I ask that you touch every hurting, bleeding soul today that might be asking, why me? It is not why you. If he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. But you must be tested before he can bless you. You must stand on God's word and know that it is true. And no good thing would he will withhold from you if you walk uprightly before him. Obstacles will come. Storms will rage. People will laugh. People will mock. But no one thing, if you stand for God, victory is yours. I ask that God encamp angels around you, around your household and your family members, that those who are lost in your family, they be led to Christ. Embrace God, trust God, and keep God first. As I leave you today, my prayers are constantly with you and sent up to heaven for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once again, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, I will be airing sooner than later. I'll be airing again this Wednesday, May 21st. World champion drag racer Clay McGillen will be stopping by. Don't miss it. Don't miss today's show. It will be and can be heard again. Daniel and Tawana Bryant, bottled wine owners of Running Tigers. As I leave you with grace, mercy, and happiness. And until next time here in Empowering for All, this is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer saying goodbye.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that. But I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby. She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Checking me.